What up, Toads heads? It's your boy, Dan. Oh, no.
Yes, lean into
coming
it.
Coming at you. Did you know that you could be more than a Toads head?
I don't know what that means.
Wow.
You could be a patron.
Yes.
Yeah.
Patron on patreon.com/totesrecall.com.
No, 2 minutes.
No.
Get sweet ass bonus content. Mm-hmm. And also, hey, support art.
Yeah, hey.
Maybe you listen to this and it's free and you're like, that's great. But also, look at all these coffees I'm drinking. Throw one of your
oh,
two
I
coffees
see where you're
away.
Going with this. Yeah.
Wait, you're like double fisting coffee?
Yes.
If you are, definitely put one of those down.
This is
at least
only
wait.
For the double fister coffee.
It's bad for your health.
Yeah.
Throw one of your coffees away.
Well, don't throw it away. Like, give it to somebody.
Okay, give it to someone.
So they can start being addicted to coffee.
I mean, they're going to get caffeine in this.
Okay,
I
feel like do throw it away.
No.
No.
Do something with that coffee. Let go of it. Then take out your phone and subscribe to us as a patron for as little as $1 a month. That's like way less than a coffee.
At this point, yeah.
So actually do like
let's go to like an old diner. Like an old
like three or four.
If you're going to like an old greasy spoon, maybe you can get like a little cup of coffee.
Okay, before you throw away that coffee, look at it and go, how much was this?
Mm-hmm.
Now throw it away.
Or whatever.
Or give it. Donate it.
Donate
and
your coffee.
And now take your phone out.
Yeah.
Pledge a coffee amount.
Yes.
Now you get good bonus content and support art.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The content that you could be seeing right now
yes.
is Molly
oh, no.
giving her review of an actual Tin Man she saw.
Yeah.
I'll leave it at that.
Yep.
Patreon.com/ToastRecall.com/.com.
Totes Recall.
Welcome, Totes Recall fans,
yeah.
to Totes Recall, the podcast where we talk about a movie we don't remember very well. Watch that movie. Eat two pizzas.
Mm-hmm.
One large pizza,
mm-hmm.
one medium pizza.
Mm-hmm.
We just went through a whole thing
like
about trying to figure out what pizza we
were
going to
get. Layers upon layers.
Yeah.
Look at our Insta story that you can't see anymore.
We hope you saw it.
Weeks ago.
Yeah.
Follow
hey,
us on Instagram
hey,
so you can get this.
Check us out on
gas.
Instagram
yeah.
if you didn't see it.
And you'll see about that.
Mm-hmm.
Two salads also in the mix. Then we will talk about the movie again. My name is Dan.
This is Molly.
I'm also Dan.
And I'm Beth.
And our movie this episode is Labyrinth. The Labyrinth? Labyrinth.
No idea.
Chiquette's Bet, The Labyrinth. No
I'm
articles.
Go the other way. No. Yes. Wait. You're saying Labyrinth or The Labyrinth?
I'm saying Labyrinth.
And this
oh,
is different than
then.
The
Double
really
Dan.
Sad one, right?
Ooh, what?
Wait, what?
There's
Pan's
the
Labyrinth?
Pan's Labyrinth.
Yeah,
oh,
correct.
That's
this one,
different than that.
This one does not take place during the Spanish Civil War.
All right. If you say so.
I guess
I don't
know for sure.
If I ever claim to have seen this movie, but I'm pretty sure I have not.
You did claim to have seen
did
this
I?
Movie.
Did I? Oh, dear.
Maybe you thought it was Pan's Labyrinth.
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've already solved that mystery.
No, it is not.
Maybe you saw like still photos of it in a book.
Well, if you maybe have never seen this movie then, Molly.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to do a rundown of what you
what
think?
I think it is?
Yeah,
it
do.
Is.
Is there a magical creature in it?
Is there?
Yes.
And
yes.
David
I mean,
Bowie
yeah.
is in it.
Yeah.
I heard that.
Okay. He's a magical
you know
creature.
Which
sure.
this is.
No, I just know that he was in a movie called Labyrinth.
Okay.
Yep.
I mean, that's good.
And
it's good intel.
At this point, my brain goes to Neverending Story.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Different
and that's
movie?
The creature I'm picturing.
Mm.
What?
Are you
What's
trying
that dragon?
Are you having a stroke?
Oh, the luck dragon?
Yeah. Feo.
Falcor.
People are so mad at you.
Falcor.
Shut up, nerds.
Yeah. Hey, I had the first letter, right?
Wow.
F.
I can't even imagine how mad people are.
Who even remembers that movie?
Yeah.
We should probably watch that.
Probably
anyway, what else?
There's an adventure.
Okay.
Okay.
There's peril. I really don't know.
What
is there a little kid in it?
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. How about it's probably a boy because of
how
patriarchy.
Little are we talking?
Mm. I'm gonna guess 8 to 10.
Do you think the little kid is the protagonist?
Mm. Yes.
Is that where you're going with?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And he goes into his attic
mm-hmm.
and finds a magical creature. No.
I mean, you're doing Neverending.
Yeah.
Story,
right? Am I?
Yeah, you are.
I haven't seen that either. Okay.
What?
I haven't seen that.
How
one
are you
either.
Doing this then?
I don't know. But yeah, he stumbles into a magical world that needs him to rescue it okay. in some way with uh-huh. skills that only he has.
Do you think there's a labyrinth?
Oh, the, like a literal labyrinth
yeah.
he has to?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a puzzle.
Ooh.
Oh.
And at some point, I don't know, is David Bowie a good guy or a bad guy?
What do you think?
Oh, I'm going to, I mean, because I want to say good guy, but I think for the purposes of how movies work, I'm going to say bad guy.
Okay.
Are there puppets? Maybe there are puppets.
I love it.
And a waterfall.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yep. That's what I would put in this movie.
Would you bet that the waterfall hurts or harms our protagonist?
Oh, I think it helps the protagonist.
Okay. Or harms.
Oh, shit.
Pick one.
You know what I meant. Shut up, nerds. And by nerds, I mean Beth.
Hey.
I think
I'm just trying to hurt or harm you.
Oh,
right?
No.
I think it's a backdrop for a touching moment where we get to learn more about a friend that our protagonist finds and or a place that our protagonist hides or discovers.
Do you think a T-Rex comes through the waterfall and tries to bite him?
Oh.
Because that's Lost World. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean.
It's JP 2 or 3.
Yeah.
We talk about it on our Jurassic Park episode.
Do we?
If you want to go back and listen to that to find out whether there's a T-Rex in that one or not.
We also, I believe, have talked about Labyrinth on the podcast before.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
In terms of Beth's fear.
My fear?
Of sharks?
Yeah. Didn't you not want to watch this movie at first?
Oh, yeah.
For a reason?
Oh,
I
yeah.
did, but I don't want to interrupt Molly's, because if I say what my thing is, it will...
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought she was
It'll confirm or
I mean,
deny.
I'm pretty much done. I mean, and then there's a resolution.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know. Are there siblings? I don't think there are. Are there? Yes. Mm. There is. Maybe I'm going to guess a brother or sister.
Okay. So you're revising a little bit?
I'm adding.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they fight at the beginning, but then they get closer together by the end.
Oh, okay. Like they bond over the trauma they've suffered.
Well, yeah, to be honest. Yeah. I'm going to assume the parents are not in the picture.
Generic movie guesses.
What?
I mean,
but
that's
I'm
good guess.
I'm doing okay.
Wait, are
right?
you saying the parents never show up at all in the movie?
No, I'm just saying that they get
just
out of
their
way
bottom
really
halves.
Fast.
Oh, like Muppet Babies?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah. That's Peanuts.
Yeah, I know. I know how Peanuts work.
Now I'm wondering if the parents actually show up at all.
I don't remember at all in this.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think...
It's probably like a mom.
My thought is that there are parents there. Because
at the beginning?
I think they're like... Can I go into my...
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, do they shrink the children down?
Yes.
Into
one of them is a scientist.
Yeah. Then they go to Fraggle Rock.
Yes.
Yes. My dad rented this movie for me when I was a kid, and we started to watch it, and it was right after my brother was born, and I got very upset because David Bowie steals the protagonist, a girl,
Jennifer
her little
Connelly.
Brother. And she is, I think what happens is that the baby's crying all the time, and then she's like, I wish that I didn't have to help take care of the baby. So that's what makes me think that the parents are like, help with their brother or something like that. And then David Bowie comes and takes the baby.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because he like hears her through the power of evil magic or something.
He's
like, sure,
so.
I'll take this baby.
Yeah. And then it was like, is he going to turn the baby into something? Like if she doesn't get there within a certain amount of time. So she has to go through the labyrinth.
Maybe. But I also wonder if that's Ghostbusters 2.
I mean, that is Ghostbusters 2.
Okay.
He's going to become Vigo?
Yeah. Like, the baby, Vigo's going to take over the baby. But I don't think David Bowie's going to take over the baby because David Bowie's doing fine in this movie. He's got, like, his own little castle and, like, magic powers.
He's the Goblin King.
Mm-hmm.
He's Goblin King, yeah.
Is he going to make the Goblin Prince?
Oh, maybe.
What always bothered me...
Doesn't he need a son?
That him being the Goblin King,
yeah.
He doesn't look like a goblin at all.
No.
And like all the other goblins look like goblins, right?
Yeah, but he's the king of goblins.
Yeah, like that's why they made him as their king.
So he's not a king who is a goblin. He's king of the goblins?
It's hard to say. It's possible that he was born and they were so taken by his like completely different appearance that they assumed he was some sort of like mystical figure, like of legend.
Maybe one goblin fell in love with a giant and produced
a humanish thing.
Yeah. Cod piece.
Yeah.
Gretz Betty's got
yes.
a huge
oh,
cod
it's
piece.
Definitely in this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So we stopped watching that movie like right when the baby gets taken.
Uh-huh.
And then like for 17 years I didn't watch the movie, and then I rented it and watched it.
Yeah. And so were you still afraid that your brother was going to be taken?
Great question.
Yes.
Where is your brother now?
I don't know.
Is he doing a lot of contact juggling somewhere?
Contact juggling?
I believe that is.
Is that what that's called?
What?
David Bowie.
Yeah.
Does a lot of, I believe it's called contact.
I think that's
juggling.
True. Yeah, where he's just like rotating.
It's like a rubber ball, balls? And he like moves over his hand. It's not. He's not doing it. Man named Mike.
I thought they were like glass spheres.
I think they're like a. They're like a poly.
Okay, because they are transparent. It looks super badass. I mean, badass for like a weird magical Muppet king or whatever. Yeah.
This is a Jim Henson movie, correct?
Mm. I mean, they at least did the puppets.
I mean, there's definitely Muppets.
Yeah. Are there really?
Oh, yeah.
That was accurate.
I mean, not like Gonzo and Kermit, but like Jim Henson Creature Shop.
Yeah.
Like
a Dark Crystal sitch.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
there's a tiny little one.
Crystal.
Yeah.
That looks like a caterpillar.
Ooh.
Or something.
Oh, yeah, right at the beginning. Okay, that always... back when I watched it, she enters the labyrinth. Mm-hmm. I don't remember how she gets there.
Doesn't matter.
Magic.
Yeah. How old were you?
I don't know. 10?
Okay.
I haven't watched this movie in a while.
Yeah, me neither.
But she's like going down the labyrinth and she sees a little caterpillar and is like, hey, I'm just in a straight hallway. Isn't there more of a labyrinth to it? And it's like, well, there's a secret passage this way. And then she like ducks through a secret passage. And then the caterpillar's like, oh, but if you just kept going, you would have got there. And it's like Jennifer Connelly.
Hubris.
Oh, Jennifer Connelly.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. A young
Jay Con.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, she's a teenager probably,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Does she want to go out with her friends, but instead she needs
to
babysit?
Ooh, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, she definitely is mad at that baby.
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought it was just crying all the time, though.
Yeah, but there must be more to it than that, because, like, why wouldn't one of the parents just go deal with it?
Is the baby wearing a red pajamas? That's my guess.
I'll write down.
Like one of those zip-up footy pajamas.
Oh, like a union suit?
No, not like a union suit. There's no, like, flap in the back.
I wish.
Like a zip-up onesie?
Yeah.
Like a little fleece thing?
Not a onesie, though. Like, because I think the baby has legs.
What?
You know what I'm saying? Like a onesie. I guess a onesie has that. Never mind.
Yeah, they have those blanket things.
Well, I was thinking, like, a onesie would have, like, like a little sleeper thing where the feet are swaddled almost. But, like, do you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. That is not a onesie.
Well,
it's a...
But a onesie would snap in the front and has legs, right? I guess a onesie is also...
A onesie, I think, is just, like, anything that's...
Okay, yes, you're right. It's a zip-up onesie. I'm thinking of, like, one that, like, you know, is like a summer onesie.
Like a romper?
It's got, like, a t-shirt and then little snaps go...
Yeah, that's a onesie. And there's no legs.
Yeah,
no legs.
You're saying the legs are exposed.
Wait.
But I'm saying there are legs on this.
Yes.
It's like a zip-up...
It's like a one-piece pajama.
Fleece, one-piece pajama.
Yeah. Footy pajamas.
Footy pajamas.
Yeah.
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 That's what I said.
All right. All fair enough. Check the tapes.
Oh, Molly just gave you a very smug look.
I mean, everyone knows if they push back like 30 seconds, I did say footy pajamas.
Yes, certainly.
I might have said footsie pajamas. Nope. That's not what it was.
I just wrote red jams and I'm not changing it.
Okay.
We'll know
Great.
it.
Great. Will we?
No.
We'll find out later.
Yeah. Okay. Either way, baby gets stolen.
Yep.
Then Jennifer Connelly's got to go to a labyrinth. Does she know that there's magic? Does she like know? I feel like she kind of knows what she's doing, but like maybe
she
doesn't believe it's
might
gonna
be...
work.
This may be why you're thinking of Never Ending Story, Molly. Even though you've never seen this movie and maybe never seen Never Ending Story, I think at the beginning she's reading some fantasy novel, right?
Oh.
Or something.
About David Bowie.
Maybe. Yeah.
Ooh, those books.
What?
Books, right?
Oh,
get you in trouble.
Yeah.
I forget our stance on books.
Did we have a stance on books?
Yeah, we got real into yelling at teens about reading books last episode.
Oh. All right. I guess read books, but like don't let them.
But don't cast spells from them, I guess.
Yeah. Or like don't like, I mean, you know, like still process the real world to some degree.
You never know when the magic in a book is real magic. Yeah.
Right.
So be careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
Mm.
There you go. Be mindful of the power within books.
Yeah, I can't remember. I feel like this is one of those movies where like she just sort of like magic stumbles into it. You know what I mean? Like kind of like how Dorothy just like opens the door of her house and suddenly she's like in Munchkin Land. Except in this case, like there's no preamble of like, oh, a tornado took her there. Like it's literally just like everything's crazy now because the Goblin King did something. So she literally just sort of like wanders into this. I think, I don't think there's like a deliberate choice of like, I'm going to go there. It's like, I need to go follow that thing that just took my brother. And sort of just like she stumbles into this world that she's not expecting or something.
So is this a drama? It's a comedy? A
kid's movie, but it's like, dark kids.
It's an adventure.
It's like a fantasy adventure that's like children-ish appropriate.
Is it going to be more scary than The Goonies or less?
Less scary than
Probably
The Goonies.
Less scary. Cause like,
but scary enough that I couldn't watch it when I was like
I don't know. I might say
four.
More scary. Well,
I don't know what you were scared of.
They tried to blend that kid's fingers. The Goonies. That's The Goonies.
Oh, I was like, what?
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, in this one, it's more just like...
But like, are you afraid of Muppets?
Yeah,
there's also like
there's a big Muppet, right?
There's a big Muppet that's her friend, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
She has a Muppet traveling companion.
She has several Muppet traveling companions. She builds like a party.
But there is one part where she falls down a hole and there's just a bunch of hands sticking out of the
wall.
Oh yeah,
those things are crazy.
Ew.
That's creepy.
That's creepy.
And they all like thumbs up or down and
and they like talk. They make faces out of like eight hands. It's really neat.
Yeah.
But maybe you'll find it visually disturbing. I don't know.
That's
like Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah.
Kinda.
Is there like a... Okay, is that Alice in Wonderland where the doorknobs talk to each other, or is that this movie?
That's Alice in Wonderland, but then it's also, I think, a
There's
door
talking doors,
that talks.
And I think this is... This has, like, one of my first exposures to riddles that I, like, felt clever about for learning how they worked. Because I think it's that classic one. There's two doors, and one always tells the truth, and one always tells the lie. And it's like, what question can you ask to, like, figure out which door to go through? But then she must get it wrong if she falls down the hand hole.
Right. Ooh, Dan's bet. The doors are like Muppet door knockers.
Yeah.
And like they have the door knocker is in their mouth and they like take it out so they can talk to her. And then she like shoves it back into one of them, one of their mouths for being a jerk.
Oh.
Terrifying.
Wow.
So he shuts up. Or she. I don't know. They're doors.
Yeah. I mean, is this going to pass the Bechdel Wallace?
No.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to say no.
Kinda. The protagonist is a lady.
Yeah, but I mean, if mom shows up at the beginning, I'm going to say, then maybe. But otherwise, I feel like all of her Muppet companions are either men or don't speak English.
Oh.
So.
I feel like they'll be, I'm going to say yes. I think there's going to be a lady Muppet in there at some point. It's going to get a name.
Okay. I mean, there's the garbage lady, but don't they just talk about David Bowie?
I have no idea.
Doesn't every Muppet she talks to, they just talk about David Bowie and like whether she's going towards him or not?
Wow.
I don't know. It could go either way.
I'm feeling bold.
Okay.
Feel bold, Big Man Baggins.
I'm going to say yes also.
All right.
I'll go no.
Thank you,
just
Molly.
Just to even the score.
Thank you for your support.
Yeah. Of course, you're being supportive by someone who really has not seen this, so I don't know.
That's fine.
But yeah, she just like wanders around for a while and then finds David Bowie.
This sounds depressing.
Oh, he like mocks her a lot.
Yeah, he's
like I feel
real...
like he like pops up in her dreams and just like, oh, if you just accept the goblin magic, it'll be fine, and let's just hang out and be friends.
Is there anything creepy about him?
Yes.
Like, I mean, yes, generally, but does he also have like some agenda where she's gonna be his goblin bride?
I think he definitely.
Oh.
I don't know if it's ever explicitly stated, but like, there's definitely some like, you're a teenage girl, and I'm like a very sexual, mystical witch man. You know what I mean? So there's definitely like some subtext, like when they're like interacting with each other, where he's sort of like, what if you just, isn't it cool to just hang out here and not go back to your dumb suburban life?
But in a sexy way?
I mean, it's sexy just because like I think it's presented that way where he's like, oh, look at us. We're dressed up in like nice formal wear and we're going to dance in this dream dance
also
or whatever.
This cod piece.
Yeah. Like, I don't think I don't remember what his agenda is with either of the humans. You know what I mean? So, like, I don't know if it's ever explicitly stated, like, you should just hang out here and be my goblin bride. Or if it's just, like, I'm just going to use my magical sexiness to distract you so I can keep your brother.
I bet he wants to keep her brother. Mm-hmm. And then when she gets there, she tries to offer her own life
what
for
does
his.
What
oh,
the baby for? Is it, like, for
it's
soup?
Unclear.
Like,
what if it's for soup?
I don't know for sure. My guess is that he wants to turn the baby into a goblin prince.
There's
a or
song.
A goblin. I don't know.
Slap that baby, make him pee.
What?
That's a line of the song.
Really?
Is it?
Yeah. The songs are a
make
delight of this
pee.
Movie.
Yeah, yeah, why are you making him pee?
Because you
also,
slap him.
That's
slap
not
that
how
baby.
Make him pee.
It's but like why do sign. They want to make him pee?
They're just, because they're goblins.
Oh, they're just being mischievous.
Oh, yeah.
Mean. But yeah. There's,
is that
there's
dance magic?
Wait, when you
dance
slap
magic?
A baby, it pees?
I mean.
Like 100% yeah. of the time?
Maybe that was improvised.
You slap anybody hard enough, they'll pee.
That's true. I guess you could slap a lot of any age people.
This is very sad. This is more of a drama than we thought yeah. it was.
But yeah, that dance magic dance song, like, they're definitely talking about magic that has to do with the kid, right?
Oh, yeah. Is he a blood sacrifice?
Maybe. Soup.
Mm-hmm. Soup. I feel like blood sacrifice is the best bet.
Yeah.
Wow. Baby
That's my
blood.
Baby blood.
Ooh. Or he like, That's yeah, or like he uses blood. His, or maybe it's like a Dracula thing where he has to like steal his youth to become more of a sexy
is
magic
that how
goblin
he
witch.
Became, he used to be a goblin and
Ooh,
then he drank
yeah.
baby blood.
Drank a bunch of baby soup.
David Bowie
maybe.
Magic
wow.
man?
Yeah, maybe. I'd buy that.
That means that there are many other Labyrinth Ooh, movies that didn't turn
yeah,
out as well.
I know. I mean, there's some unfortunate implications.
So she gets there. She maybe offers herself up.
Yeah.
They sing a song, probably.
Yes.
And she outsmarts him. How does she win? She gets
I don't
her
know.
Brother back.
Oh, maybe she wins a riddle.
I bet
Ooh, maybe.
It's with love.
Oh.
I bet
like
she's
the
like
love of her brother.
Yeah, like I do love you very much, and then the magic of love.
Probably.
Sure. Probably. Yeah. That sounds right.
Melts the Goblin King.
Is he pissed about it, or is he like?
Yeah, he got slapped.
But yeah, he always, my memory is he's like not a full on villain. Like he's definitely stole a baby.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
But like,
I don't think you have to apologize for him.
No, I'm just giving my memory of his
like
character.
How he's presented. Yeah.
Of like, he's also teaching her a lesson.
Right.
Oh.
I feel like if I'm wrong about that, what does that say about me? Oh boy. You know what I mean? Like if he doesn't, my memory is he's not like, capital V villain, but also maybe he is.
Well, I think it's all like system. A far, like it's all of he's putting on an airs though. He's like, that's his whole, he's one of those villains where he's just like, I'm just gonna be like kind of charming and mischievous around you, but like clearly I'm a bad dude.
Okay.
Like when you actually break it down,
yeah, I'm curious to see how
because he
much
stole a baby,
he stole a baby and he's thrusting his codpiece in the race.
And
face.
Also, like, he's just like, I think it's like the Wicked Witch and Wizard of Oz, like he just like has a bunch of control over this land and a bunch of people are just unwilling Muppet. Subjects.
Oh man.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they definitely storm a castle. Like there's a
really?
Castle to be stormed. Oh yeah.
Muppets? His castle?
Yeah.
Now I'm thinking of Willow. She doesn't get turned into a pig, does she?
No.
Okay. We should watch that movie.
There is a whole sequence where like they get to his like fortified castle and like her Muppet friends have to help stop the goblin army so she can get through to her brother. It's a whole thing. There's a little
is
fox that
like,
rides a dog.
What?
Yeah, man.
Write that down. I want to see that.
Fox
rides a dog?
A Muppet fox who's dressed like Napoleon who rides a dog. It's
Shut
great.
Shut your face.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is she gathering, like, the peons?
Yeah, I think on accident,
is this
though.
Is this like Game of Thrones?
Fomenting an uprising?
It's sort of like Wizard of Oz where she sort of just accidentally builds a party on their way there. Because there's, like, grumpy Muppet guy.
That's
and
the big Muppet.
There's
He's
the
big.
There's the big guy who doesn't talk.
Grimace.
Oh.
He is sort of like the Grimace.
Mm-hmm.
Except instead of
she has the Fry Guys.
Yes, Fry Guys. Hamburger.
Cheese.
I mean, the first guy is kind of like the grotesque Labyrinth version of the Hamburglar. Like he's just like a humanoid, kind of a jerk, thiefy scamp.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you think that McDonald's saw Labyrinth and they're like, we gotta get our
we gotta
hands
get a
on
McDonald's
this.
Version
a
of this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's grumpy guy who I think takes a whiz, which I guess is like.
So much pee.
Does he get slapped first?
I know. I think he's just like, oh, I'm crude. I'm going to pee in front of you.
Jaquette's
wow.
bed. That makes me laugh.
And then there's Ludo, the giant Grimace, who
Ludo.
Can sing to stones.
Oh,
Whoa,
that's right.
You
they
remember
like,
this movie.
They roll.
I'm pretty sure we watched this a ton when I was a kid.
Don't they like
Ludo.
Roll around and follow him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ludo Chris.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, we watched this a bunch when I was a kid. We liked all the, like, dark Jim Henson movies when we were kids. Yeah.
How many dark Jim... That's like this and The Dark Crystal?
Yeah, and then isn't there another one? Maybe
it's
not another
Rock,
one. Maybe I'm just thinking
dark?
Of these two. I don't know. But we watched at least this one a lot.
Wow. I have no cultural... This is not any kind of touchstone for
well,
me at
get
all.
Get ready.
What year do you think this was?
1989.
87.
I think 86.
Okay.
Hmm?
Beth?
Beth is looking.
Beth, you have an actual.
This
you,
guy.
Have a, you have a birth of a brother.
Oh,
right.
Well, he was born in 92.
Oh.
So that's. I think it was out before then.
Oh, because VHS.
88.
Yeah.
I'll just
complete
pick,
the sequence.
Yeah.
Good job.
I was like, you can't leave that space in there. That's disgusting.
Now I'm mad I wrote them in the wrong order.
Oh, there's a garbage lady.
Yeah. You said that earlier.
Did I already say that?
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
We about
tell us more about this garbage.
She's like, like she like has like a like she lives in garbage, but she also is like covered in garbage.
Oh,
like she's huge because she carries so much garbage with her all the time.
Is she mean?
Yeah.
Or, okay. Mm.
Oh, she's not one of the adventurers. She's not
grouch?
A fellowship of the labyrinth.
No, she's like an obstacle.
Okay.
I think. What?
Molly, will you please say what you said?
I said, is she a grouch?
Yes, yeah. She is a grouch.
I get it.
Oscar,
thank
though.
You.
I think she lives in like a landfill instead of a garbage can.
Okay. Yeah. Fair.
So she's like Oscar's like mean grandma or something.
She's like the terrifying, taken to the logical. What do you
extreme?
Call it?
Yes.
Damn it. Yeah.
Yes.
Or end. Yeah.
This
totally.
Is like the first Taken movie.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Wait a minute.
Wow.
I guess so.
Jennifer Connelly has a specific set of
do you think,
skills.
Yeah.
Do you think the baby is Liam Neeson as a child?
Oh, and so like he was raised to believe like you need these skills to not be taken or you will be taken again.
Because the Goblin King is always watching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then he, through like some geopolitical nightmare, just like interpreted the Goblin King as like Eastern European terrorists.
Yeah. I mean, that's maybe where goblins come from. I am.
Oh,
yeah.
Like the concept
the,
of
like,
them?
Yeah. Mythology of goblins feels Eastern European
sure.
mythology. Oof.
Wow.
I feel like it's like a Scandinavian thing,
ooh.
Isn't it?
Oh, it's like trolls. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait.
You think of trolls?
I don't know.
Well. Tweet at us, fable heads.
Yeah. I love it.
Hashtag where them gob from.
Yep. Perfect.
Nailed it.
Yep. How many songs do we think are in this movie?
Okay.
There's songs?
Yeah. Dance, Magic, Dance.
Yep.
I can't name any.
I don't know the titles. Yeah, I just remember like certain sequences that were like clearly must be musical numbers because I just remember them kind of standing there. And
there's got to be one that's like, look at me, I'm David Bowie,
yeah.
and I'm a hot goblin king.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then there's one near the end like where instead of them having like an epic battle, it's sort of like a spooky song / optical illusion. That's his whole thing. He's like one of those trickster creatures.
Yeah.
Who
does
like optical
contact,
illusions. Yeah, that's why he does the crazy orbs. Because there's definitely a thing at the end where, like, she's in the castle, and he's singing, like, a sort of, like, a spooky version of Look at Me, I'm sexy David Bowie, but also, like, subtext, I'm totally going to win and, like, kill your brother or whatever, and where they're running around, like, M.C. Escher staircases.
Oh!
So, like, David Bowie's singing while also doing, like, creepy things where he'll, like, step off a ledge and then just come up behind her upside down or something.
Ooh.
It's weird. But he's definitely singing while he does it.
Wow.
Are there more songs?
I don't know. I just remember slap that baby, make him pee.
Wow.
I feel like only David Bowie sings. So it's like anytime that he's not on screen, there's not going to be a song, I don't think.
I'm going to guess 7 songs.
Wow.
Is
we
that too
struggled
many?
To name 2. You know, great. No, I like it. That's
yeah,
bold.
That is bold.
All right.
Be a bold big man Bowie Baggins.
Oh.
I'm going to say 3.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Less bold. There's one more that we couldn't remember.
Yeah, I like that. I'll double Dan on that.
Sure.
Also, we didn't really remember the second one.
Just that there's a song about David Bowie.
About Look
David
at
Bowie.
Me, I'm David Bowie.
There's probably a song like that.
Yeah. And maybe there's 2 versions of it.
Yeah.
Great. Well, that's all I got.
Do we think Jennifer Connelly is like a headstrong, independent woman? Or do you think she's sort of like panicking? Is she like her own C-3PO? Or is she like, no, I got to do this and I'm going to do it?
I think she plays it right down the middle.
Okay.
In a good way. I think she is terrified to be doing what she's doing, but she is like, I got to save my brother and gets down to business.
Cool.
Mm. Okay. I have 3 bets that are kind of 1 bet.
Nice.
I think she's wearing white tennis shoes.
Okay, I love it.
Acid wash jeans.
I love this.
And then, like, I think she's probably wearing, like, a button-up shirt that's tucked in.
Oh,
yes.
Nice.
Ah, ooh, okay.
Is that button-up shirt blue?
Yes, I think it's like a light. Like I think it's like all light blue and then white shoes.
Yeah,
these are my bets.
I think she might have a vest on.
You just hope. That's wishful thinking.
I'm hoping for a vest. Bonus, tack on bet vest.
Mm. Mm. That'd be great.
That would be great.
It's, I mean,
if it's a vest, I hope it's paisley.
And I hope that she puts it on like to leave the house. Like she knows she's going on this journey to save her brother, so she puts on a vest.
Yeah.
Great. Great.
Well, so how is this going to measure up? Yeah, like how many Bowie confrontation vests?
Whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's good.
Would you give this one?
Oh, man. I don't know. I loved this movie when I was a kid, but like also it was a bunch of Muppets and I was a kid, so I didn't really care what the actual movie was. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I just remember just a montage of weird looking Muppets and David Bowie doing Bowie stuff. But I'm going to be slightly bold. I will say
Bowie confrontation vests.
Yeah, I will say four confrontation vests in the hopes that it is. I assume I will not like it as much because, you know, I'm who I am now.
Yeah.
But I think it'll still be enjoyable and maybe more so than just your run-of-the-mill someone's got to go on an adventure. The movie.
Cool. Mm.
Well, I had like a thing where I watched it a few years ago and I don't really remember anything from it. And I wasn't like, yeah, that movie. So three? I'm going to be coward vest.
Can you do three question
coward
mark?
Confrontation vest.
Yep.
Question mark?
Old three vest bet.
I think I would have liked this movie a lot. I like a good Muppet fantasy 80s Muppet movie.
Mm-hmm.
I said Muppet twice. My one concern is that David Bowie will be a for real creep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And I won't be able to look past that.
Mm.
So I'm also going to say four.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the creep's only going to subtract 1 point and I'll love it otherwise.
Wow.
I guess.
Really? That creep feels... is only worth 1 point?
We'll see. We'll see
how
many.
Depends
how
the Muppets
points.
Go.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm going to bet two
wow.
Bowie confrontation vests because this does not sound like a movie I would enjoy.
Yeah.
although it also sounds like there's no animal harm, so that'll be helpful.
I'm pretty sure that dog does great.
Oh, man.
That Muppet runs. Yeah,
there was a little pause. Yeah.
Well, I don't know, because like they definitely go into battle with goblins, so like some harm may come to the dog.
Ooh.
Can the dog talk?
No.
Okay.
It's like a horse.
But the fox can.
Fox talks.
Fox talks.
Fox talks, dog, horse.
Fox talks, dog, horse.
Yep. Dog. You know, your classic adventure story.
But I feel similarly, I'm a little concerned about the Bowie, but who knows?
I mean, he's definitely like already just by what we remember this movie, he is without a doubt the creep supreme of this movie.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like there's not going to be a goblin who's creepier than Bowie.
Yeah.
Like unless the peeing guy is just like that the whole movie, that's the only way that Bowie won't be the creep supreme of the movie.
Okay. I heard something different.
I heard it too.
Okay.
We thought you said peen guy instead of peeing guy.
Peen?
Yeah. A colloquial term for...
Oh, like you thought like it was like a Muppet that looked like a penis or something?
Yeah.
It's like, wait a second.
I mean, there very well could be. It was
buried
the 80s.
The lead.
Yeah, Beth and I shared a moment of shock.
I see. Your monocles flew right
now.
And with that, we're going to press pause. By hitting the space bar, we're going to go watch Labyrinth, the movie, not Pan's Labyrinth, and we'll be right back. And we're back. We just watched 1 hour and 41 minutes of a fantasy puppet league with chickens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also right. Starring chickens.
Yeah.
Lots a lot of chickens. A lot of black hens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you think they just had like 4 or 5 and they would just throw them into every shot in the goblin city?
Yes.
Sure. Like someone was just off to the side like, this scene needs chickens, yeah. Right?
Like check it out. They'd already started rolling, and Jim Henson's just like, all right, whatever. Just leave the chickens in there. Like, it's just a prank that we should go back.
To that. Who voices Gonzo? Because Gonzo's like into chickens, right?
Who does voice Gonzo?
Is that Frank Oz?
I don't know. Muppet Heads, tweet at us.
Yeah.
Who that Gonzo?
Frank Oz is Piggy and Fozzie Bear. Okay. I don't know if he's Gonzo.
Then it's not.
Maybe Jim Henson was Gonzo.
So he's got the. I mean, they're both working on this movie.
Yes.
So either way, they like chickens.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I feel like I got us off to a weird start with the chickens. It just was the first thing that
I mean,
I thought
they were
of.
Very prominent in like a third of the movie.
Yeah.
Like every time they cut back to Goblin
None
City.
None of us remembered that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't
literally
remember chickens at all.
Every scene in Goblin City, there was at least one chicken in the frame.
And I feel like at least one of them got injured.
I think those were like very lightweight foam rocks.
I don't
startled.
Know.
They certainly got startled.
Yeah.
I don't know if they got injured.
That's true. They're probably pretty scared.
Maybe. Yeah. Or they're Hollywood chickens.
Like,
they're
what
well
the heck
trained.
Are these things?
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
they were trained.
To interact with goblins?
Or maybe like Jim Henson was just like, hey, Terry, roll this rock in front of one of the chickens like 1,000 times so we can use it in the shot.
Desensitize yeah. the chickens?
Oh, you guys, chickens do not learn. They don't. They
okay,
really
well.
Don't.
Well, maybe they found the naturally brave chickens.
Yeah. It's like the Siberian fox experiment. They bred only the bravest chickens
mm-hmm.
and then used them for Hollywood chickens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hollywoodbravechickens.com.
You know who wasn't brave?
Who?
The dog in this movie.
Oh,
Merlin slash, what was the?
Ambrosius.
Ambrosius.
Yes.
Yes.
The fox dog's dog.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Fox
the Napoleon fox dog.
Dog horse.
Who does not look like Napoleon.
No, I had that totally wrong. It looked more like a, I don't know, like a...
Who's that guy who would tilt at windmills?
Don Quixote.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess he was kind of dressed
like English.
Don. Yes.
He had an eye patch.
Yeah.
He was great.
He was great. Sir Didymus.
All right.
Is that supposed to like be a pun of some sort?
I have no idea.
I couldn't. It sounds like it's supposed to be like
yeah.
some da-da-da. Like it's supposed to say something else, but.
It might have just been like it was fun to say.
I don't know. Well, he wasn't very brave, in fact. If you're Beth K. Gibbs,
oh, we're
you
just
might
jumping
say.
Into this, huh? This is the only reason you want to even do the second half of the show.
Well, go for it. You can't just leave it out there.
He's a bow wow wower.
So for literally everyone not in this room right now, for context, the fox has a dog that he rides like a horse. You uh-huh. learn throughout the movie that the dog is not very courageous. And at one point, in a very, I thought, clever scene, the dog runs away and closes and locks a door
yeah.
in the Goblin City while they're being attacked by goblin soldiers. And Beth said that he was a bow wow wower.
Yep.
Yep. And
it's
great.
As stupid as you think it is right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
I knew that as I said it.
Yes.
And before I said it,
yes.
really. I was like, does this need to be said? Yes.
Mm. And if you're thinking, oh, maybe I had to be there because I'm not laughing like Molly is right now.
Right.
No.
No. You got it.
It's this good.
You got
yeah.
Molly didn't even laugh this hard the first time. She said.
She did, to her credit, she didn't start laughing until she just said bow wow.
Oh, yeah.
And then not at all related to the
she
word
said,
wow.
She bow wow wondered what was going to
yes.
happen next.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And then I hated myself and hated doing this show. And here we are.
Here we are. Now you're caught up. Labyrinth came out in 1986. Huh? I nailed it.
Nice.
Nice.
Good job.
We should run down Molly, who had never seen it. Confirmed
right.
you have never seen it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
There's
okay.
no way.
Here were your bets
oh,
about what happened.
Okay.
It would be magical.
Yes.
There are magical elements. Yes.
Yeah, certainly.
Bowie's in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a little boy in an attic. No.
Not really.
No.
He was upstairs.
Yeah, he was like in a tower. That's like the attic of
no.
a castle right now.
No.
Okay.
And he has to rescue the world, the
mm.
fantasy world.
No.
No. No. Bowie is bad.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I got that. Yeah.
There's puppets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I was amazed.
Like a lot of puppets.
A lot of puppets.
And there was a waterfall scene. That was either touching or they hid in it. No, right? No waterfall?
No.
No.
There was the bog.
That was like the only source of water we ever saw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then,
do you think that was water?
Ooh, no.
Oh. The Bog of Eternal Stench?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Is it too early to talk
about
that?
Yeah, we'll get to it.
Okay, yeah.
Is that...
No, two more. Mm. There would be a resolution?
Sort of.
Yep.
I would argue sort of. The answer is sort of.
Yeah. And there would be a brother-sister dynamic.
Yeah.
And
yes.
At that point, I stopped writing down because they were just generic bets about movies in general.
Yes, in general.
Yeah. So, not bad,
yeah.
Honestly.
Considering.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I hadn't thrown in that waterfall thing, I would have aced
it. Yeah, that did kind of skew the score.
And the little boy in the attic.
That's true. Well, yeah.
To be fair, you were thinking of Neverending Story at least 50% of the time you were making those assumptions.
Yeah, those might be all right. Well, Bowie's not in that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Beth,
ooh,
you bet on the outfit.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Mm. Did not anyone great. Look at the sneakers?
Mm. White sneakers? No.
No.
There's like a brown boot shoe.
It was like a brown slip-on. It looked like medieval shoes a little bit.
Yeah. Mm. I didn't realize that she was like such a weirdo.
Mm. Yeah. Beth.
What?
You're nerd shaming her.
Jeez.
Well,
real
like
hard nerd
monologuing
shaming.
Monologuing at an owl at the beginning of the movie.
She was learning lines of a...
Of what?
Book. I don't know.
For what?
I don't know.
She wasn't like, I'm rehearsing for the play. Okay. She was just like,
she's
I'm going to...
As a child who did not have any children his own age growing up, I will defend telling stories to yourself and just messing around in nature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
How dare you?
Yeah, it opens with her... Essentially pretending to be in her book.
Yes. Monologuing
like
to an owl.
Pretty classic, like, only child nerd.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, she's got that brother, but
I think that's
it's implied that's a half-brother, right?
But at that point, she's, like, 16 years old.
Yeah. Well, she's 15. Jennifer Connelly, the actress, is 15.
Oh. Going on 30.
Movie.
Am I right?
Is she in that movie?
Bow Wow.
That was the other one.
Oh, dear.
Isn't that a different Jennifer?
Jennifer Garner.
Yeah.
And 13 going on 30?
Yeah. Isn't that what you're doing?
Yeah.
Really?
What? No.
Yeah, I'm naming other movies.
Oh, I get it.
Wow.
God damn it. Is this really going to be the whole second half of the show?
Yeah, so she's monologuing to an owl.
Yeah.
Which is weird, but it's not that weird.
No.
She's just a kid fucking around in nature.
Yeah.
I just need to point out that at one point Dan called her the Bow Wow Wow.
Bow Wow what?
A Bow Wow.
Bow Wow. That's right. I always want to say two wows.
Oh, yeah.
Bow Wow.
Bow Wow Wow.
I hate this. Let the record show that I hate this.
And she's dressed in a gown.
Yes.
And then hanging out with her dog, Merlin.
Oh, Merlin. Oh. Such a good dog.
But then it's like 7 o'clock and raining. And
yep.
So she's got to get back
late.
To babysit.
Yeah.
To her stepmother.
She's an hour late.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And her stepmother is wearing a bomb shirt.
Yeah, wow.
They're going on a date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to seal that deal.
Oh.
What?
You don't think they have yet?
What?
I mean, they did at least once, right?
Where did the baby come from?
Yeah, we assume Toby
maybe
is.
Maybe the baby is from a previous marriage.
Oh.
What do you think happened to mom?
I feel like maybe there was a clue. There's like a shot. When I was hoping to figure out the name of the stepmom, because that would have passed the Bechdel-Wells test.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
But she does not get it.
She is credited as
stepmom.
Stepmom.
She's got some, I think her mom might be dead.
I also think that.
Because she's got some book, like scrapbook, that says like mom in it, and then there's like a bunch of newspaper clippings.
Do you think like those photos, there's a bunch of photos of the same actress like on that. Do you
mirror.
Think that's her mom?
Yeah.
And so she's like trying
that.
To reconnect with her mom by monologuing to an owl.
Oh, this is so sad.
Yeah, I do think
that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow,
I
this is a
that.
Lot
oh,
more
I take
layers.
It back. She's not a weirdo.
Do you
she's
think
grieving.
Her mom wrote The Labyrinth?
Oh, sure.
Amazing.
Because she had all those toys and stuff and fantasy whatever. So maybe.
There were some pretty old toys.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them. Very classic.
Mm-hmm.
For 1986. Just saying. Mm-hmm. Wow, that is tough. That's a lot more layers to this movie
that we're just throwing out there out of based on like one scene. But hey, who knows?
Hey, tweet at us, lab heads.
Lab heads?
Yeah, labyrinth heads.
Oh.
Brinth heads.
Oh,
I feel like lab heads, you're going to get a bunch of like sciencey people just like, I cut a machine to make a potion.
What do you
classic
think scientists?
Yeah, you know.
They have potion machines.
Yeah, they make potion machines.
Yeah.
Okay.
You read Harry Potter.
Yeah.
I did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know who else who read Harry Potter? Whoever wrote this movie. Am I right? No, I'm just kidding. It came actually
the
later.
Other way.
Yeah, right. I went the other way.
Yeah.
But yeah, what is it? Hoggy? What's
oh,
the
yeah.
name?
Okay. Hoggle. So we had a working theory to the movie that J.K. Rowling.
Bow Wow Rowling. Mm-hmm.
Bow Wow Rowling.
You did it to yourself.
I know.
Ripped off this movie for
yes.
the following reasons.
Yes.
Yeah.
One, there's a character named Hoggle who gets misnamed
Hogwart.
Hogwart.
Multiple times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's
an owl.
There's an owl.
Yep.
There's yeah. a maze.
Yep.
Or a labyrinth.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, like, by the way, those owls are an animated opening to this movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is
yeah.
very cool. And a cool transition into
that
the
is,
beginning.
That was actually, like, as much as somebody made fun of the owl effect
okay.
during the credits.
It was not great.
The transition to the real owl was real slick,
that
though.
Was really cool. They yeah. had a couple moments in the movie mm-hmm. that I were like, oh, that was really cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the CGI owls were like, Ally McBeal dancing baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Level.
Yeah. yeah.
It was 1986.
Sure.
Still.
George probably did it as a favor.
Oh,
George
yeah.
Lucas produced this movie.
Yeah. yeah.
Anyway, other things that J.K. Rowling ripped off from this movie.
Oh, the rooms move and change?
Yeah.
Oh.
And she goes like through a wall.
Mm-hmm.
Like the percentage platform.
Platform 9 3/4?
Platform.
Is that
whatever
it?
It's called. Eight and eighth?
Eight and a third?
Just gonna look at you until
six
you
six and three quarters.
Right.
Platform 82%.
Four and three quarters?
Six and a half.
Eight
and a half?
Nine?
Seven and a half.
9 3/4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
9 3/4. That was close. Mm-hmm.
That was the first of many.
Yeah.
Are we still talking about things that J.K. Rowling ripped
yeah.
off?
Yeah.
Okay. Never mind.
I might have been in the end of the list now.
Okay.
Scabbers? Yeah. No.
What?
Whomping Willow? No.
No.
Is that Bog? She got a stinky
I feel like
bog.
You're going a weird
like
way.
You're
like naming all the things in Harry Potter and you're like, nope, that wasn't it.
Yeah, I'm just checking
yeah.
them against.
Oh, okay. I see. I mean, a lot of stuff happens in the bathroom in Harry Potter. Do you think Chick Conner was just like, oh, stinky?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, there's goblins.
Sure.
But goblins
yeah.
is older than this movie.
Yeah.
yeah.
They are.
No, I think your list is exhaustive.
Yes.
I think
okay.
that's plenty
certainly
of inspiration.
Certainly exhausting.
Oh,
burn.
Wow.
Wow, that burns like a fiery boy. What is that? What was
the fire gang?
What were those? Yeah, the fire gang.
Oh, yeah.
Those were messed up.
What
were
they called? Fiery
we had completely
fireys.
Forgotten about them.
I didn't like them one
gang.
Bit.
Oh, they were so
I
weird.
Honestly, if I can talk about every single puppet in this movie,
yeah.
yep.
I didn't like any of them.
I disagree.
Wow.
Wow. Not even Frodo or
what?
Fordor?
What?
What is the cool one?
Fordor.
The big one.
Ludo? Are you trying to name the luck dragon again?
No.
Fjodor.
Forehead.
No, the big one. The big one that was most like where the wild things are.
Ludo.
Ludo.
Fluto?
Ludo.
Ludo.
There's
no
F.
F.
None of them have Fs in their names.
Just think of Chris Ludo, Chris Bridges.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ludo. Ludo was
because he
cool.
built a bridge out of stones.
Yeah.
He did
that's
sing
where
to
Ludacris got his name from.
Yep.
No.
Yeah, he saw a labyrinth, and he was like, now I'm Christopher, but I would like to, from now on, be called Ludo Chris.
Yep.
Yeah. And then little Bow Wow saw it, saw that dog Bow Wowing.
No,
that's my rap name.
Killing.
And they all were in the Fast and Furious movies together.
Oh,
not
God.
Together. Separately.
Yes.
What were
oh,
we talking
Chilling
about?
Down with the Fire Gang.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe
oh.
the best song in the movie.
Oh, it's insane.
What?
No. I don't know.
Okay. At one point, I don't know. This movie is just like a connection of weird events.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
like doesn't really string together at all.
Yes.
So at one point, somewhere in the middle, she encounters a bunch of like Muppets, red Muppets that are the Fire Gang.
Yep.
And they sing the song Chilly Down with the Fire Gang.
Yeah. And like the whole
it's
song
real funky,
is
and
about
they take
like
their heads
partying,
off.
But also like we can detach any part of our body that we want.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they talk about getting small, which I was like, okay, I know what that means.
What does that
what?
Mean?
What?
That means getting high.
It does?
I think so.
Whoa.
Wait, why?
Okay, like I'm not a super expert, obviously, but yeah, no, I've heard that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd buy that.
Like you feel small when you get high?
Maybe
will someone
you're...
explain drugs to me?
I mean, okay, but to be fair, like it did sort of feel like a lot of the random things that were strung together were sort of like these loose metaphors for like different things that a teenage girl should watch out for.
You think this whole movie is a Cool It Teens?
I think so.
What?
Like Fire Gang is, okay. Yeah, Fire Gangs are druggos.
Chill it down,
teens.
The garbage lady is like teaching her to let go of her old shit.
Oh, wow. Materialism.
The
letting go of the
skeleton
past.
Pirate dance is look out for creepers at the social gatherings.
The bog of eternal stench is like puberty's
take
coming.
Take care of yourself.
Put some deodorant
exactly.
on.
Exactly. Yeah. Wash.
And
wash your
butt.
Pits mm-hmm. and your butt. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And wow. everywhere, really.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're short on time,
like
pits and butt,
your anus swamp really needs to get the most.
It's got
attention.
It. That,
oh dear.
Are you listening, teens?
Yeah. Hey, chilly down.
That's my theory.
Teens.
Is that?
Oh, no, I
a
like
lot
it.
Of her obstacles are like.
And then, you know, unbridled sexuality of
yeah.
older men.
Well, that's like the dances, like the skeleton pirate dance when she's hallucinating about the like weird dance. That's like look out for creeps.
Yeah, because they're at every party creeping on you.
Creeping.
Wow.
Because he kind of was.
Don't
he was
wear
creeping
makeup.
At a party. Mm-hmm. Like, that was that whole sequence.
Did you just say don't wear makeup, Mom?
Don't wear makeup. Don't wear makeup, teens.
Why?
Victim blaming.
Well, no, I'm just saying that when she was at that dance, she was wearing makeup.
That's what you're extrapolating from then?
Wait,
it's
what?
It's her
I'm
fault
just,
now?
No, yeah.
She was just... normal, not normal, but like she was
yeah,
just living
her a weirdo.
Well, she was living her life and then she was drugged.
Yeah, she was drugged.
Yeah, don't eat strange fruit from Hoggles.
Well, yep. And of course, this is extra disturbing because of David Bowie, because he had a history with 15 year old girls.
Oh, did he for reals?
Yeah, for reals. Oh. In real life,
one in particular
when he was in his 20s mm-hmm. and she was 15.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess in 86, no one was paying attention to that.
No.
I mean, this was like back in the 70s, I think.
But I mean, when it came time, Labyrinth was like, who should we get? How about Bowie? And no one was like,
well,
you know, he already creeped on young girls.
Yeah.
No one cared about that.
And like, it should, I mean, like we should clarify that. Like he creeped on young girls the same way like literally every rock star of that era creeped on young girls. Like it's not like he was the only one. So like if they wanted to get any weird rock guy for this movie, they
like
would have
casting.
Made a bad choice. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't, like, an exception.
Yeah, I had this in the back of my mind when I was watching the movie, and I didn't want to bring it up too soon because I didn't want to bring down the room. But I looked up an article, and the article was one of the most depressing things because it just went point by point through every artist who had sex with underage girls. Mm-hmm. It's a long list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's just what this one article was able to document. But, yeah, so I think in that way, yeah, it was super – that was just an extra dimension because she – yeah, because Jennifer Connelly was 15 when this was filmed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and like we see way too much dong outline.
Oh man.
I didn't remember it was just like tight pants.
Uh-huh.
No, I thought it was like
oh, you thought he had like an external cod piece?
No. Yeah,
oh.
I did too.
Where it was like
no,
you know, the implication
no.
of genitalia.
No, it's just real tights.
It was not since the Joker. In Batman.
Sure.
The Riddler.
Riddler.
We didn't watch that one.
Not since the Riddler. Have I seen so much attention drawn to the crotch area.
And like not in a deliberate way.
Yeah.
Like it's just there.
Yeah, it was
but
just
also
so much.
Some shots like definitely focused on it. They were like, oh, we'll get a shot of this short goblin, but also like Bowie's dog is in frame too.
Yeah.
There was a lot of just like phallic stuff in general.
Yeah.
Like
a lot of rocks.
A lot of rocks.
What?
I mean, a lot of the like set and costuming had
rocks
like,
that were phallic.
Yeah.
Phallic. Like they had a very phallic look to them.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like I don't think they were like not doing that on purpose.
No. I mean, especially if it's like a labyrinth of like the horrors of puberty and being an older. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. That's a metaphor.
Yeah, and so then when she comes back to her, I'm sorry, I'm fast forwarding just a little bit, but I just want to try to make sense of this movie. At the very end, she defeats the Goblin King. Mm-hmm. We could talk about how she does that later. And she ends up in her room and she starts putting stuff away in a drawer.
Yeah.
She's putting away her past and putting away little girl things.
I think so.
Is that what's happening?
She just went through puberty.
Oh, what? The whole movie?
So it's basically metamorphosis, except like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she defeats him by saying, you have no power over me.
Yes.
So she's not going to let her hormones control her anymore. And now she's accepted her womanhood.
Wow.
Puts away her teddy bears.
Huh.
Yeah, there's a lot. I mean,
she gives her teddy bear to her...
Toby,
her stepbrother, half-brother.
Like, the main thing that she learns is responsibility, yes. Right? Yeah. Because all she has to do is watch her brother.
Yes.
And which she is terrible at.
Terrible at it. Like, it's, like, upsetting to watch.
Yeah.
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 Those first few minutes of the movie, when she is, like, in the room with a crying kid and the way she
just yelling
him.
At him.
I was the youngest, so I never had to deal with that, so it didn't bother me at all. Like, I understand intellectually, like, she was bad at it, but I didn't have any sort of visceral reaction. I'm just like, yeah, she's pissed off at her parents, and Toby is a manifestation of that.
Wow.
It is. That's her whole thing. It's not like she's like, I hate this child deep down in my primal brain. It's like, I hate my stepmom, and he is a representation of everything that she's doing to me. Mm. I'm just saying... I have some sympathy for her.
Wow.
That's all.
I mean, yeah. On her side, like, they shouldn't be letting her, making her watch that kid. She's bad at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe they got to go. You also got to take care of your relationship.
Yep. Hey.
Yeah.
Adults. Listen.
Yeah. Treat your spouse right.
And what was the truth? Was the truth that they almost never went out and were super accommodating of her schedule, or that they went out every weekend?
Right.
I couldn't decide
who was
misinformed. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I kind of suspected that the stepmother was being pretty accurate. She didn't seem evil, except her haircut was weird.
It was 1986.
Nice. I mean, yeah, pre-puberty conquering Sarah, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Might be the unreliable narrator in that.
Yeah. Mm,
she was already like, I mean, she was like incensed by the whole situation, because she's like, it's not fair that I have to come home and stop monologuing to this owl.
Yeah.
So
she like, does almost pissed. Nothing. Like, the kid's already in bed.
Yeah.
Yeah. They did all the work because she was an hour late.
Yeah.
I mean, but also, like, you know, if you,
like, if you knew. Find a sitter? How big's that house?
Wait,
they can
what?
Afford a babysitter.
Oh, for sure.
They got like also, a fucking mansion.
Like, he's like you said, he's already in bed. If he's like crying, just like read him your book that you were just reading, and then he'll fall asleep, and then you can do whatever you want in your room.
He was a manifestation of the obstinance of her stepmother.
Yeah.
Because they had taken one of her stuffed toys and given it to Toby without her permission.
They didn't let the dog come in,
they
even
didn't
the
let
dog
the dog
wet.
Come
in.
Oh,
that made
Merlin.
Me not like the stepmom. She made the dog go in the garage?
Yeah.
It's probably a really big garage, like he did.
Yeah, but also, it was such a good dog.
Oh,
all
good
she
dog.
Had to say was, you have to go to the garage.
And it, went.
And it
oh,
just
Merlin.
Like trotted away so sad.
I mean, it's a long-haired dog.
Yeah.
That's probably a real pain to wipe down.
Yeah.
That's true. It probably stinks up that garage.
Totally. And probably the dog was in their lives before the stepmom came into the picture. So, yeah, but she did just seem really, like, petulant and irritating at the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't find myself like, oh, I really want to relate to this girl.
But, like, wasn't that, like, the whole lesson? Like, she was so petulant that she wished that the Goblin King would steal her brother. And then by the end, she's like, oh, that's a bad idea. And also, you suck. Get out of here, creeper.
Yeah. Oh, and at the very end, though, all the goblin friends... Sorry, spoiler, everybody. All the goblin friends come back, right?
Yeah, well, some of them.
And and they have a party, and she's happy to see them.
Yeah. I think it's a similar situation as, like, The Wizard of Oz, where, like, the authoritarian figure has been toppled, you realize, like, oh, most of these people are, like, they're fine.
And now she's got a handle on her own raging hormones.
Yes.
Mm. She's embracing the positives to maturing as a human.
Mm-hmm. Maybe the goblins represent, like, acne or something. Where it's, like, it's not, like, actually harmful. But you just have to, like, understand it. And then, like, you can live with it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So many layers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, Ludo's, like, strength, right? Because your muscles get all jacked when you go through puberty.
Yeah, you know. You know how when you go through puberty and you just get all jacked?
Yeah. The teens know what I'm talking
about. Everybody remember that? Everyone remember when you got super jacked without doing anything?
You get puberty, you get jacked, and you can ride a dog.
What's the metaphor for, like, when he sings and rocks
come
toward him?
Yeah, what are those rocks?
Rock and roll, baby.
Get ready to rock and roll.
Do you think that's where the rock got his name?
From Labyrinth?
From Ludo?
Yeah.
He's like, I want to be big like Ludo.
Yeah.
And
move rocks.
And so he didn't pick
the rock.
He was like, well, Ludacris already has Ludo, so I'll be the rock.
Oh, and that's why they're best bros.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
It makes sense. That checks out.
Right?
Yep. I do it.
Oh. All right. Well, I think we've cracked the code.
Beth, you bet red jams, and we had a real long conversation about what kind of jams it would be.
Yeah.
And Molly felt like everybody was full of shit or something. Yeah. I don't remember how it went. But yeah, they were red and white striped.
Yeah, they were striped.
Footy.
Yeah, they're footy pajamas.
Yep.
We had the correct shape of red jams.
Mm-hmm.
That baby's pretty cute.
Yeah.
Cuter when he wasn't screaming, am I right?
Oh, so now you're on her side?
No, it's a cute kid.
I mean,
he doesn't know anything super cute, though.
Well, I mean, he mostly is just supposed to, like, sit there while the puppets do.
I thought it was adorable when he was climbing on the M.C. Escher stairs.
Oh.
Isn't it so cute when babies participate in optical illusions?
That's pretty cute. He did,
Like Where's Waldo?
Oh.
Yeah. The red and white stripes.
Waldo stole from this movie, too?
Yep.
Absolutely.
Cool. He, like, clapped at one of the bauble visions.
Oh, yeah.
That was cute.
That was cute.
All right. Back on board, Toby.
I mean, it wasn't, honestly, like, there wasn't that much Toby. Like, he was just sort of the MacGuffin of the movie.
Yeah.
So he wasn't
there wasn't
even
that
on
much
screen
for him to do,
often.
Really.
No, he mostly just had to, like, sit there while Bowie sang a song.
It did make me wonder how many babies David Bowie had held in his life.
Probably not many, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, he probably, he's got
I could see it going
a child.
Way.
Yeah.
But he probably didn't care for that child.
Oh,
what?
Jeez.
He's too busy, like, trying to destroy the demons in his pool or whatever.
What?
You guys haven't heard that story?
No.
He, like, had a big house with a pool.
Sure, okay.
And, like, thought there was a demon in it.
In the pool, specifically?
Yeah. I'm getting, like, this 80% right, if that. And, like, did a bunch of coke before or after this.
Sure.
And then...
I mean, probably before, right?
That's my best bet. He was, like completely sober. Like, is there a demon in the pool?
Tried
Let
to,
me
like,
do some cocaine. Mm-hmm. I did.
Get it away, and then a big dark spot did for real appear in the bottom of the pool.
What?
Someone tweet us this article. I read it around the time he died.
Are we talking that, like, and so what does this do with his kid?
Oh, he was too busy dealing with pool demons to hold his child.
Oh, okay. Duncan Jones, if you were there, please tweet at us.
Yeah.
Who is that?
He's a director. He makes movies. He's David Bowie's son.
Oh, cool.
That's not his real name because, you know, he didn't want to have Bowie in the name whenever he made a movie.
That's
because that'd be hard.
Wow.
To be like, oh, Bowie's going to make a movie? Well, we'll see about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's harsh, like prejudged.
It's like being Julian Lennon.
Who?
Julian Lennon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, John Lennon's son.
Or
one of his sons.
I was like...
Because it's also Sean Lennon.
Sean Lennon. I was
like 13 years younger.
Okay. Wallflowers?
What?
No, that's
Dylan.
That's Dylan.
Jacob Dylan.
Sure, sure.
Same thing, though. Same idea.
Yeah.
What other celebrity children can we name?
Kate Hudson.
Sure.
Good job.
She's a kid or has a kid?
She is a kid.
She's a kid of Goldie Hawn.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Is her real name Kate Hawn?
No.
Is it actually Hudson? Is that
I think
Hudson
it's Hudson because the dad's name is Hudson.
There we go.
Great. Rock Hudson?
I don't think so. I think that's several years too.
I'm not sure if Rock Hudson is her dad.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
But Carrie Fisher has this great thing about how you can't win if you're the child of a famous person. Mm. Like, if you're incredibly successful, they're like, of course.
Right.
And if you lose everything and end up addicted to drugs, they're like, well, of course.
Oh,
like,
sure.
There's just no...
Yeah.
There's nothing you can
do. Yeah. Hey, celebrity gossip people?
Mm-hmm.
Cool it.
Yeah. Get off Carrie Fisher's back. She's a treasure.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, just get off everyone's back. And also, like, who cares? Like, just stop making an industry out of, like, paying attention to people's lives.
Yeah. Pay attention to your own life.
For real, who cares? I mean, I know I'm in the minority considering, like, how TV is made and what's popular in pop culture, but seriously, who cares?
Yeah. Wow.
That's all.
Yeah.
Bow wow, who cares?
We should talk about, we touched briefly on the Bog of Eternal Stench, but I want to come back to it.
Yeah.
God damn it, that's
a
great
set. We should go in depth.
That was a great set, man. Well, and they did such a good job of, like, foreshadowing it, too. Like,
it's the main threat that Bowie levels at Hogwart.
Hoghead.
That was a pretty good bit. They kept getting his name wrong.
Yeah, it was good. I think he called him Higgle at one point, which tickled me.
And they finally get to it, and it's just a fart swamp.
It's, like, literally a swamp of anuses.
Yeah.
And it made me laugh almost every time it farted.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
And then I felt so bad with it because you walked out of the room when Ambrosius went across the rock bridge, and, like, literally as he will cross the bridge, the swamp, like, furiously farted at him. Like every step, and he has 4 feet. Every step he took, it farted
at
him.
Rapid farts.
Yeah.
It's like one of those things where you go down the stairs and you have to fart, and then every step is a fart.
Sure. Yeah, it's exactly like that.
We've all been there, right?
It's a thing that we're all dealing with on a daily basis.
Tweet at us, fart heads.
Hashtag stairs fart stories.
Stairs fart stories.
Yeah, tweet at your
fart stories.
Okay.
No?
Bow wow.
Bow wow. God damn it. No. Anyway, it was great. It lived up to the hype. It looked disgusting. It sounded disgusting. It was just a farting swamp.
That's all it was. Simple.
Yeah.
Speaking of other things I laughed at, Hoggle Peen.
Oh, yeah.
Where I meet him, Peen.
He was introduced that way. Like, also I thought made he me just, laugh. Like, I remembered him. I just thought it was maybe like after he'd gotten to know her and they were traveling, she's like, oh, you're gross. Cause he's just like, I'm just going to pee right in front of you. Who cares? But that's how he's introduced.
Yeah.
Just a guy peeing into a fountain.
And Dan did laugh immediately.
Yeah, he did.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Yeah, he did.
Too much fruit.
No, that doesn't make sense.
What? Fruit doesn't make you pee? Does it?
Well, speaking of pee.
good.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the songs.
Jesus.
Nailed it. Let's see. Here were the songs.
Yes.
We guessed.
Yep.
Dance Magic Dance,
yes,
and then
it.
Some song about Bowie being Bowie.
Yep. I believe the specific description was, look at me, I'm David Bowie.
Sure. There's an opener called It's Only Forever or something. Yep. I don't know. Forgettable.
Yep.
Dance Magic Dance.
Yep.
Probably the most famous song of this one. The one I thought had the line, slap that baby, make him pee.
Yep.
The subtitles of this movie would lead you to believe they're saying, slap that baby, make him free.
Yeah.
Which I will say makes less sense.
Sure, it certainly does.
So I think it's just mis-subtitled and I'm right.
None of the words make sense.
No.
Like in any of the songs, I was like, what? There's not a melody or any, like, what's happening?
Our theory is that David Bowie agreed to this movie. They started filming the movie and then they were like, Dave, you're gonna do some songs for the movie, right? And he was just like, oh, yeah. And just like just slapped shit together like the next day, right? Because that would explain like Chili with the Fire King. Get Chili with the Fire King.
Chili Down with the
Chili,
Fire
sorry, I'm so sorry. Chili Down with the Fire Gang, that would explain like...
Oh, and the whole, I wrote down, the hoodoo, you do
voodoo? Oh, yeah,
voodoo?
Babe with the Voodoo.
Yeah, I was like,
who do you do?
It reminded me of the Babe with the Power. What power?
The Power of Voodoo.
Is that a song?
These are the lyrics of the song we're talking about. This is exactly what you're just talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, and then he has another song that's just like, and well, that's what didn't I say he was going to sing while I went around stairs?
Yeah, there's an Escher song. Yeah, I don't remember, but he's singing then.
I mean,
he sings the masquerade thing about like being a creep.
That one is definitely the Look at Me, I'm David Bowie song.
Yeah.
And then like the stairs song is sort of just like, I am making you think that this is important.
Yeah, but I'd say other than Dance Magic Dance.
Yeah.
And maybe Chili Down with the Fire Bros.
Just because it's so absurd.
They're all pretty forgettable songs.
Yeah,
sorry,
for sure.
Bowie.
Yeah.
That's, I honestly think he just was cashing a check. Like, I think
he might have been making those songs on the spot.
I think he forgot he was supposed to do songs for this movie.
I would not doubt that is true.
Yeah.
Like, I don't at all. They are the worst
they're
songs
nonsense.
I've ever heard,
I mean,
and
just
I love
nonsense
Bowie.
Songs.
Like,
if
what
you heard
is,
that
at
an open
it?
Mic, you'd be like, what is
like,
oh, that's
happening?
Good. That would be really good.
Maybe
we should
did
do
go
that.
To open mic.
It would be fun to go to like...
Oh, I dare any of our listeners out there...
Oh, this is a Toad's Challenge?
Toad's Challenge, new segment.
Oh, this is the second edition of it.
It is?
Is it?
Yeah, the other one was about something to do on a date.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I don't remember what it was.
Order... A lot of fish?
What?
No.
Come on.
No, it's like introduce your date to Totes Recall, and then when you get engaged, we did it? I don't remember.
Yeah. Tweet at us.
What did
one,
we say?
What was the first Toast Challenge?
Yes.
And two, this one that Molly's about to say.
Yeah.
Okay. If you regularly do open mics and play guitar or any musical instrument, please do one of these songs from Labyrinth and report back how it's received.
Yes.
Yeah.
We will also accept karaoke if they have any of
yes. Yeah. Would they have this in any machine
they
on
might
Earth?
Have dance
they might have
yeah.
dance. And if you do it, slap that baby, make him pee.
What? No.
You have to say the
oh, no matter what the monitor says on the karaoke machine? Okay. Jeez.
That's a two-part totes challenge for this month. Get on it, totes heads. So those are the songs. The music is also very 1986, and I loved it.
I loved it so much.
It has 150% more smooth jazz than I had expected.
Yeah, like there's a when she first gets in the labyrinth, like she's just running down this corridor, and like we are told that this is dramatic because there is so much synthesizer happening. Like there are like multiple synthesizers just wailing away, and then a saxophone comes in out of nowhere, and it's amazing.
And there's one song that honestly is from Footloose.
What?
It's like part of a Kenny Loggins song.
Oh.
Like, I guess you're playing so cool. There's like a chunk, chunk.
Like while she's just running around the labyrinth?
No, it's a different, I don't remember what transition it was, but I was like, that's a different song. But it's not. They're all the same song.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's all the same.
Yeah, I mean, everything except Chili Down with the Fire Gang is basically like, and now I'm David Bowie in this mystical castle land. Look at my cape and vest.
Yeah, he's got some good costumes.
I'm keeping this wig.
Yeah.
Or maybe he brought it himself. I don't know. He could have brought his own wig.
It was some cool outfits.
Other than the tights.
Sure. Yeah, too much junk for me. I don't know.
Yeah. Junk at the frunk.
Yeah.
Sorry, what?
Oh, wow.
Junk in the frunk?
Yeah.
What?
Because it's in the front.
Oh, my God.
Let's catch it on.
Sure.
I got it.
Thank you,
Beth. You're welcome.
Can we talk about the hand hole?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That's great.
That is cool.
She comes with the two doors that lie to each other. Did she not do the riddle right, or is it like...
They just screwed with her.
They just screwed with her anyway? Know. Or that was the right way? I guess it
I think it was the right way, but it has a trap door that they didn't tell her about. She could have just leapt over it.
That's true. There was a lot of like, I guess there was like the theme of a lot of the characters she ran into. It's just like, sure, I'll help you. But also like, I didn't tell you everything because either you walked away too early or I don't care. I'm a stinker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she falls down the hand hole.
Yeah.
And those are all real hands, right?
Yeah. With like weird rubber Godzilla gloves on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They look cool.
Yeah, I really love the idea of, because like, they keep forming together to different faces to talk. I really love the idea that, like, clearly they had to, like, sit around a conference table and, like, brainstorm different ways to build faces out of hands.
Yeah.
I would just love to watch that.
Or they went to some, like, puppet workshop weekend, and there was somebody doing that, and they're like, oh, we want to bring you in for this new movie we're doing.
Yeah. There's just, like, hand master.
I have to say, as a...
Master.
Oh, what? Hank.
Do you think those were Crest all Hank Cresthorn hands?
What? That doesn't make any sense. Some of them were like five hands.
Well,
I don't know.
He's maybe a ghost or multiple people.
Yeah, he might be a demon.
We don't know.
Maybe he was the demon in Boa's Pool.
Wow. That's why he's allowed to have done Wizard of Oz, but also have done whatever movie he originally did in our canon.
Yeah.
He sold his soul.
Look who's talking.
Yeah, and also hanging out. With Joe Prado? Oh, no, that's Look Who's Talking.
I'm saying, like, he was alive during Wizard of Oz.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then was, I guess, as a demon, trapped in David Bowie's pool for years. And then Bowie released him with the power of cocaine. And then he went back to work on Look Who's Talking.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, Mr. Bowie. I really owe you for unleashing me from the pool. Look at my 40 hands. I can make it the mouths and faces.
And then he's just like... Hey, I've got a movie that I'm doing tomorrow. Yeah. I'm writing the songs for it right now. Do you want to come with?
As a woman, the idea of falling down a hole where you're just groped by hands is maybe even more nightmarish than they had pictured.
More of the dangers of puberty. All the handsy men out there.
Yeah, but I mean, that's super real. Yeah. Like,
but they're also helping you.
That was...
Well, they didn't really help her. They just let her go.
They were making her think that they were helping her.
There were so many
negs.
But
then they just dropped her.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like everybody.
Ugh. It was pretty gross. Like, I would have loved to have seen what this movie... Like, if it really is about what it's like to be a girl going through puberty, if it were written and created by women, what it would look like.
Mm.
I'll watch that remake.
Sure, I would watch a remake. And also, like, I feel like...
Greta Gerwig.
Greta Gerwig?
Make Greta Gerwig do this movie?
Yeah.
All right. I'd see that.
Great.
There's got to be, like, a more of a puppet lady, though, right? I feel like with Greta Gerwig, it'd just be like, oh, I'm in this labyrinth.
Maybe she'll collaborate with
Who's the number one lady puppet?
Yeah.
I don't know. Jeez.
Tweet at us.
Yeah.
Heads.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't have to do all the work. It's a two-way street.
Yeah. We'll just talk at you and you give us all the answers.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I was like, the hands, I thought that too. I was just like, oh, that's so, like, it's like just the idea of like falling into a pit mm-hmm. full of like
man hands.
Sentient hands that are kind of stinkers.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. It's not great.
No.
Reminds me of the MTV news segment I watched once as a teen.
Wow.
Wow.
Where they were talking to Courtney Love
uh-huh.
about how she was crowd surfing, but then everybody just like, groped her real bad.
Oh, sure.
And it was not
a
good.
A real bummer.
Yeah.
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 Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. No, I mean, when I was like, I don't know, maybe 12, 11 or 12, me and my friends were all going to a concert and we all got groped like pretty aggressively, like just in the crowd on our way to the bus and the train and stuff. That's really young. Like, So I guess for me, I was just like, this is more of a horror show than I think. But a cool faces. That was neat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's real creepy.
And then she ends up in a dungeon.
Oubliette or whatever.
Yeah.
Oubliette.
Yeah.
No, it had two T's and an E, but I think you say the T in that case,
Oubliette?
Right?
Is that what
Oubliette.
They said?
Yeah.
I think somebody just really liked that word.
Probably.
People got real high and then just wrote down shit that sounded cool.
Is
my best guess.
Chilling down with the fire gang.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then they'll take their heads off and they'll throw them around. Yeah.
Then they'll try to take her. I mean, honestly, like this. I mean, it is. Like the movie is like disturbing, like mm-hmm. intentionally. Like it's like as much as it's like silly puppets, like it is also trying to be kind of disturbing the entire time.
Yeah, because the fiery gang wants to like they talk about taking off her arm and taking off
like they
her
have this like
ear.
Funky song. Like I honestly kind of liked it. I like the like weird tonal shift where like the music didn't stop and there was still this like upbeat funk riff while they're like chasing her and talking about how they're gonna saw her head off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. Spooky.
Scary movie.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Yeah, even the beginning, like
when
that
was way creepier than I remember. Yeah,
when she first summons the goblins to take away her brother, it's like legit horror movie stuff with like little Muppets like popping into the corner of a frame and like
scurrying under
one
things.
Giggling in the blankets and then
scurrying under
there.
The blankets was like real hard
can
to
see
watch.
Why I didn't watch it for 17 years.
Yes,
that part's probably the scariest.
Probably.
And then the owl comes in and is David Bowie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
there's a real jerk about it.
Really, truly,
what does he want?
Jareth?
Like maybe he's just
also
her.
Jareth.
Yeah,
come on.
That's probably why he became a jerk.
Yeah,
he probably got bullied when he was a kid for being called Jareth.
Yeah, I had two big questions about him. One still unanswered: is he a goblin or not?
Great question.
And two, what does he want? Like he takes the baby and then he's like blaming her for not being grateful. Like, he's really negging her, right?
Oh,
yeah.
Like they really, like shorthanded at the end, where it's just like, this is the toxic man that you will confront in your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, he has the baby. He's going to turn into a goblin.
Yeah.
Okay, here's my theory. I think he's a wizard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He was by himself in this kingdom.
Oh.
He needed someone to rule. So he kidnapped a child, mm-hmm. turned them into goblins. Yep. I think all the goblins were previously babies.
Oh, sure.
And then he became
and it was so
the
shocking.
King of goblins.
Yeah, he's
king
a goblin
of
king
goblins.
Because he
but not.
Created them.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's my theory.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so he just wants to rule?
Yeah.
I mean, he basically literally said that to her.
Yeah, okay. Like, chickens aren't good enough.
He wants
he had chickens.
He
had those chickens. He's like, this is fine, I guess, but ugh.
Yeah, he just wanted to rule her
mm-hmm.
in exchange for, like, she could have whatever she wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was really trying. Like, it was very toxic, where he's just like, just let me rule you, and I'll provide whatever you want.
And then he says something like, I'd be your slave.
Yeah, it's very confusing.
Like, it is so,
but
and I was
also,
like, this is exactly how confusing and weird it is.
Yeah, and also, hey, writers of R&B songs,
mm-hmm.
you have the same problem. I've heard the lyrics of these songs. They don't make any sense.
Yeah.
I've literally heard a song that was like, the chorus is like literally about how this woman belongs to him, but also he'll be her sex slave. That's not how that works.
What?
Yeah.
Right? Like, he can't be the slave if she belongs to him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, get your shit sorted.
Yeah.
They belong
Goblin Kings
together.
And R&B singer. Ooh. What?
Maybe they belong together
that's
to
not,
each other.
I don't think that's what he was implying.
I don't think that's what
we
yeah.
belong together to each other. R&B song.
Yeah. Okay.
Very good at R&B
singing. Now do
singing.
It like Bowie. Now do it like a Goblin
no.
King. Come on.
Nope. No-y.
Right. What if we respected each other and shared each other's interests? You can go off with your friends and I'll just read a book by myself.
Yeah. I buy that wizard turning babies into goblin
mm-hmm,
thing.
For sure.
He's still, I don't know, he's just still kind of nothing. But I guess if he's just like a metaphor for
yeah.
hormones, then he doesn't really have a goal
think,
other than to
and
like...
I,
assault her.
I feel like you're getting
get
too
in.
You're getting too deep into the like just specifically the puberty aspect. I don't think it's just puberty. I think
oh.
it's just aging into adulthood in general.
Okay.
I don't think it's just hormones and like sex. I think it's just like culture as a whole. Like suddenly you have to perceive the world. So Bowie is like, yeah, he's the manifestation mm-hmm. of like specifically all the horrible men that you'll confront
yeah.
as you get older. But also just like, I don't know. Just shitty people that you have to deal with.
Yeah.
Right? Because, yeah, I don't think he even knows what he wants. He's just kind mm-hmm. of a dick. Right?
For no reason.
He's, like, all abusive to Hoggle for no real reason.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, he just kind of, like, messes with him. He's a bully to Hoggle.
Man, what do you suppose would have happened if she had taken that worm up on its offer to have a cup of tea?
Oh, right.
Oh,
with
yeah.
his wife?
That worm was a delight.
That worm
it was
a
so
delight.
Cute. And he wasn't being mean.
Mm-mm.
He was very friendly.
He was trying to help.
Yeah.
Because he said, or she, no, he. She? I guess it's
he.
A worm. It doesn't matter. It's a worm. Right? Aren't worms?
He does say, I mean,
well,
he does say, come in and
sex.
See the missus.
Yeah.
Which doesn't mean he's a man, but.
Yeah.
Well, it was 1986, though. 1986.
But also, it's like a worm in a crazy labyrinth, right?
Mm.
And they got
That's
real
true.
High when they wrote this movie. So
maybe.
They're just like, hey, man, whatever works, right? It's a labyrinth.
Yeah.
You be with whoever you want in the labyrinth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
a very sweet, adorable worm.
And it was trying to help because mm-hmm. it was like, don't go that way. And she's like, okay, thanks. And then
yeah.
he said like, oh, if she went that way, she would have gone straight to the castle.
Yeah.
Trying to protect her from the horrors of Jareth.
But you got to
yeah.
face
him
You
got to
face
on,
Jareth.
Or
yeah.
through a labyrinth.
Yes. And like after going through a bunch of adventures together with your friends. Your
well, she didn't make
and
friends.
And you fart a lot.
Oh, so much
wow.
fun. Ooh, yeah. Actually, that was probably another metaphor of the Bollywood. I was like, listen, kids. You're going to fart a ton as you get older, and it's just going to happen sometimes when you don't want it to.
Yep.
And you just have to deal with it.
And it never goes away. That was Hoggle's thing. Like, you step
oh,
a
right.
foot in it, and then you never are
yeah.
clean again.
Yep.
That's
yeah.
growing up.
Yeah, it really
you're
is.
You're going to smell the rest of your life.
You're going to step in shit once, and it's gonna you're going to carry it with you as psychological scars for the rest
yeah.
of your life.
Sorry, teens.
Sorry, teens. Oof.
Wow.
But you also get... to party.
Yeah, with your mm-hmm. friends.
With monsters.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
Did y'all have any MVPs? I had one.
Yeah, I had one and a half.
Mine are the statues.
Which ones?
Oh,
the statues.
The grumpy statues.
That were really
yeah.
just playing their part.
The
false
alarms.
The one down the hallway
yeah.
that are just
like,
beware.
It's doom.
Oh, yeah,
and Hoggle's like, quit it. You don't have to do it. Like, oh, I just want to
yeah.
say my part.
Oh, they were great. Yeah, I really liked the... in general, like, I did appreciate all the, like, I don't know, like, the line readings of most of the puppet characters. Like, they all had really good comic timing with each other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel like. Like, the weird, like, doormen that were, like, clearly just two dudes kind of, like, stacked on top of each other holding a shield in front of themselves.
Yeah.
Or
oh, yeah.
Or whatever. Or, like, that hat and the old man.
Oh, I really
oh,
hated that hat
man,
old man.
Bird
dynamic.
Hat, yeah.
Bird hat.
Oh, that's another thing. The sorting hat.
Oh.
J.K. Rowling stole Sorting Hat from Bird Hat.
Oh, she
no.
was like, what if it wasn't a bird and it was just a
It's still
a
talking,
hat.
Isn't it?
Hey.
It's me, J.K. Rowling.
J.K. Rowling. What if a wizard boy lived under the stairs?
I don't take no guff on Twitter. Isn't it?
Why is she saying isn't it so much?
That's what English people say.
Is it?
Yeah.
What all English people say?
Yeah, they all say it.
Did David Bowie say it?
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, no. David Bowie.
In it.
Oh, David Bowie, in it.
Look at me, I'm David Bowie.
See you at the party.
My MVP was the the big headed goblin at the beginning that was like, did you say it?
Oh yeah,
they're all like, shut up, shut up.
Yeah, that was
that
a good
four-door?
One.
Or I mean,
what?
You keep saying like a 4-door sedan or something.
Yeah.
Sorry, Luda. Was that Luda?
No.
That was a goblin.
Big goblin. Oh, yeah. I really liked that goblin in the beginning.
Yeah,
so
and
funny.
He was also the same one that was like, I think you laughed at this, Molly, where he like fired the cannon, and you find out the cannonballs are like just people in
oh,
little balls,
yeah,
and he's like,
yeah.
"Hey, I fired you," and he's just standing there.
That
same goblin.
Oh, I like
that,
that one.
Town fight scene was wild,
was
and I have
insane.
Zero memory of it,
it
which made me believe. At that point, I was like, maybe I never finished this movie.
Whoa!
Do you think you got scared by the gate robot?
Oh, the gate golem robot was great.
That was cool.
Yeah,
and it had a little pilot inside.
Yeah,
yeah,
it was good.
Men in Black style.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Also, another movie that ripped off this movie. We just
yeah.
Saw.
Yeah.
Yeah, that town scene went on forever.
It did.
Yes. The rocks are just like rolling around.
Oh, they're going nuts.
But at a certain point, it really got funny. Like, I enjoyed it more and more the longer it went somehow.
Yeah.
I think I also lost my mind.
They probably have the same idea.
Like, just keep going. Just keep going.
More rocks.
Yeah, I don't know. The Muppets look great.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Henson.
Ugh. But Beth hated them.
No, I hated
them.
I
hated all of them.
Because I love the Muppets.
Mm-hmm.
They are so cute.
Oh.
All these Muppets were disgusting.
Yeah, that was the idea, though, right?
I hated it.
Oh, girl, I loved it.
I wanted at least one cute Muppet.
The worm was
the
cute.
The worm was cute.
Frodo was cute.
Which
Frodo
one?
Was for the Lord of the Rings.
Who are you actually
talking
about?
And are you trying to say Falcor?
No. Falcor's in Neverending Story. You didn't even like Little Fox Guy?
He wasn't cute. He had like human teeth.
What about the puppet? Okay, what about the puppet version of Ambrosius?
Yes, the cutest. All that right. was the cutest. Yeah. I wanted more of that.
More of the quivering bow wow wow.
Yeah, like when
puppet.
He was like really scared behind the thing. That was so cute. That was cute. Okay, I take it back. There was one cute puppet.
Thank you.
Wait, is the worm still not cute for you?
Too weird.
It's okay. It has like a weird hair situation.
The hair was great. It was like punk.
It had a little scarf like
it had that little scarf.
The scarf was
Baker
cute.
Or whatever.
Okay.
Right?
What?
Yeah. Like the,
so you're
the fourth
saying
doctor.
If that worm
you're welcome,
just,
nerds.
Hey.
I think it's the fourth. Please don't murder me.
Uh-oh. Shut up, nerds. You're saying if the worm had just like combed its hair back, you would have been okay with it?
I didn't want him to have any hair.
Maybe like tied the scarf around its head.
What
to,
if he was
like,
wearing like a little
down?
Stocking hat?
Oh.
Then
that
it's just that
cute.
Fucking glowy sleep worm, right? From the kid's book.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Aww.
Well, yeah, but come on. I don't know. I love those puppets. I love that they're gross. Puppets should be gross sometimes.
Oh, no.
Lying in the sand.
Yeah, I like gross puppets.
All right.
Huh?
That's
you
where
didn't
we
have
differ.
Agree to disagree.
What?
Agree to disagree.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. You didn't even think, like, Ludo from Far Away was kind of cute.
No.
The
Ludo's
way he'd,
cute.
Like, shrug
I didn't
and
think
be,
Ludo
like,
was cute.
The weight of the world was upon him sometimes. I liked Ludo. I like Ludo was sort of like if a dog
or like,
were like
Eeyore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like I feel like Ludo was like if a dog could say like had a very limited vocabulary and was like the size of an elephant.
Yeah.
That's what Ludo was. Like
was
there was
sweet.
One what was it? There was one specific exchange where like she asked him a question, Ludo just went, "Sure." Oh, that was so good.
Yeah.
He was sweet.
He was sweet. Poor guy.
I'd have him join me on a walk around a labyrinth.
Sure.
Seemed nice enough.
Well, my other MVP was whoever played the saxophone for this movie.
Oh,
sure.
Mm-hmm.
They really did it.
He really
that's
just
a
brought
lot of
it,
sax.
Brought it hard.
Mm-hmm.
The costumes. Someone wanted to talk about the costumes.
Oh, man. I just want to say, like, I know you shouldn't give credit for being so time period for a movie that was made in its own time period.
Oh, sure.
But those 1986 costumes were just shockingly on point for me. And even her barrette, like I'd forgotten they made barrettes like that.
Sure.
It's
it
like
was
the,
huge.
It was huge. It's like the plastic oval with the second plastic part that you sort of pinned through.
Mm-hmm.
It gives a very distinctive look to hair.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot tell you in like the big flowy shirt with the vest.
Oh yeah. Oh, big loose vest.
Big old vest.
With a brooch that I could not get a good view of and it really made me upset.
Really?
Her hair was covering the whole time. I want to see what a what kind of brooch it was.
Yeah, well, what was the point of having that brooch if her hair was gonna cover it the whole time?
Was her
you got a brooch?
Mother's
show that brooch.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to see that.
She doesn't give it up. She gives up a ring and a plastic bracelet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That would have made her character a little bit like deeper. I would have felt for her a little bit more. She was like, I'm giving up my mother's My dead mother's brooch.
Yeah.
Oh, you also specifically made us pay attention to stepmother's sleeves.
Oh.
Like you called them
out. They were epic. I want to do a screen grab. Yeah. It was screen grab. They were just like, it was the most 1945 version of a shirt that you could put in 1986.
Sure.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The shape was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then, I mean, Bowie's costumes were great, but there's also a lot of upturned collar, peg leg jeans.
I feel like she sometimes had more collar than Bowie did, which is not what you'd expect.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of fabric in her shirt.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a lot to play with there.
That's true, and it never gets dirty.
No.
It's made of incredible fabric.
I think the vest like, protected her.
Yeah.
A magic vest.
Oh, and it wasn't paisley. I was really hoping for a paisley vest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it did have a sort of pattern on it.
Yeah.
Vaguely floral.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It was a great outfit.
Great look.
Yeah. And they didn't put her in Keds. They put her in like more timeless shoes, which I think is really interesting. Mm,
maybe.
Yeah. The jeans were not acid wash.
No,
they weren't.
Sorry.
Just regular.
They were light denim.
Jeans.
Yeah, they were a light denim.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they started her in Keds, and then she was like, I got to walk on these fucking cobblestones for the next 3 weeks. Can I please wear some kind of boot?
Yeah, maybe. Although, I guess maybe that was in fashion. I don't remember what shoes people wore.
I mean, who's looking at shoes, right?
Mm. Sorry, remember jelly shoes are really popular.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Jelly shoes?
I remember everybody wearing jellies.
Oh, man.
Not 86, maybe 86.
No,
but they lasted into the mid-90s.
Yeah.
If they did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Minnesotans don't know about it.
Yeah, you guys know about jellies?
Oh, okay.
They're like a plasticky, like they almost look like a lace pattern.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
they were like a plastic,
yeah,
like,
I know what
sparkly,
those are.
Different
I never
color.
Pay attention to shoes because as someone with freakishly large feet, I could only select a very limited amount the kinds of shoes.
Yeah.
Like there were not that many shoes that I could wear.
And other people's feet are so far away from
exactly.
your eyes.
I'm not even looking. I'm looking at the top of their heads.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can't see down that far.
Mm-hmm. I'm the Ludo of this podcast for people who have not ever seen pictures of us.
Yeah.
I have a deep basso voice.
Yeah.
I'm taller than everyone else. And I can sing to stone.
Yep.
Yep. Come on, rocks, come to the goblin city.
What's this scene about? Rocks?
Oh, I hope that was every scene
with
Bowie.
With the firebirds?
Oh.
Chill with the firebirds.
God, I hope they didn't even film it yet. They were just like, they had to have him do the song. For whatever reason, they had to have him do the songs first. And they're like, yeah, and it was just like, so they're just red puppet men who take off their arms?
Yeah.
All right.
Chill it down with the fire gang, isn't it?
Bow wow.
Oh, no.
These are great Bowie impressions.
Yeah, they're all solid. They're all very solid.
I was afraid to do one earlier, so I felt like I had to push myself to do it. I felt ashamed that I said no earlier.
You push through.
Like Sarah does.
And you all know now why I didn't do it earlier.
I thought it was great.
Oh, I really liked when we first meet Ludo, the goblins are getting him.
Yep.
But they have like
tiny
fetus
things.
Fetal goblins.
What
on
are
the
they called
sticks?
In the credits?
Fetal. They're like little fetal
nipper
sticks.
Nipper sticks.
Yeah. And they like poke him with a stick, but then there's a little goblin on the end that bites.
On
that was
him,
really.
That was clever.
Oh, I thought that was gross.
Me.
That was the worst.
I mean,
gross. The whole movie is gross. I don't know why you guys are all hung up on
they
why everything's gross.
Swamp. Yeah.
The fart swamp was the least gross, most understandable part of the entire thing.
Yeah, but I'm saying. We're operating from a world where there's a fart swamp. Like
there's gonna
things
be...
are gonna be gross.
Yeah.
Like you're gonna get goblin fetus sticks.
Or whatever. Like little dinos.
Yeah.
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 I don't know.
They're not necessarily fetuses. They're just small hairless creatures.
Ugh.
Could be like mole rats.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they look like mole rats.
They probably like stick the stick down on the ground with some food on it.
Oh.
And then the thing grabs the stick and then they pull it and like, ha, you're my weapon now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bite stuff on the butt.
Yep. Oh, they bit.
They bite the butt. That
it's
made
a lot
me laugh.
Of butt stuff.
When there's that much butt stuff. There could have been more.
Yeah.
This were made today,
sorry,
or like
what?
What? Yeah, butt jokes.
What?
Talking about butt jokes.
Yeah. If this were made in like 1996 and it was like targeted children, there would have been way more butt
so
things.
So much stuff.
Oh, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Like the swamp would have had like actual butts, like poking
it
up
did
out
kind
water.
Of
like butts, though, not just anuses.
Like buns.
Like buns.
So. Oh. Like cheeks. It would have been more bun centric.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Back in the 80s, though, you could do whatever you want because Gremlins and Indiana Jones had just happened.
Yeah.
You could have an anus swamp and no one would bat an eye.
Yeah.
This is for children? All right.
Sure.
They won't know what that is.
No.
Yeah, I mean, the swamp in Never Ending Story is kind of a metaphor, too, for.
Butts?
I don't know, things you go through as you age. It's like a depression swamp.
The thing that, like, kills the horse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa, right? Spoiler.
What?
Sorry.
That
sorry.
Sounds like a terrible movie.
You've maybe seen that
I
one.
I really don't think I have.
That one's probably darker.
Oh, I know. Yeah, thank
I don't
you.
Know. Maybe.
Never
I do
ending,
feel like.
No, thank you.
Yeah, there's definitely like a
to
whole.
Be big, strong hands.
Right. Yeah. Gross. There is like a whole sequence where, like, everyone's just, like, yeah, they've lost. Every like they have no motivation to live, and yeah. The kid's horse like sinks into the swamp or whatever, and everything's
wow.
terrible.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Jaquette's bet Never Ending Story is darker
than Labyrinth.
Labyrinth.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there's no Look at Me, I'm David Bowie songs.
Wow.
It's true.
Or Chili
Look
Downs.
Get me.
Yeah, less drug songs in that movie.
Yeah, but also maybe written while high.
Oh, what is happening? Really?
I mean, that giant turtle that's just creepy and gross.
There's a
giant turtle.
All right, we're watching Never Ending Story.
Oh,
no, that
I think you're talking about in this movie.
Yeah,
oh, no.
Like, no turtles.
None. Right? Ooh. Oh, there was one really cool shot where there was like, it looked like kind of like an artistic bust of the Goblin King. And then when the camera
yeah.
moved, you saw there was actually an optical
yeah.
illusion with like
so
three separate
rocks.
Pieces. That was, super
that was
cool.
One of the things when. Earlier when I was like, oh, there are some cool, surprising moments. Mm. I liked that.
Mm.
There's also like a scene where they just kind of showed the labyrinth from like an upper angle.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the rocks had like, it looked like Bowie's face in the rock.
Oh.
It was very brief.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had to spot it.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Easter egg.
You had to really, really want to see Bowie.
Yeah.
You had to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Totally. Yeah, it was, I don't know how, I still don't know how to feel about this movie.
I do.
Well, before we get to how we really feel about this movie, mm-hmm. we like to read a review of our podcast, Dose Recall.
Five-star mm-hmm. review.
Five-star review rating.
Mm-hmm. What?
A review that accompanies a five-star
ooh, right.
rating?
I don't know.
I guess technically.
Oh.
In the impression of a character from this movie, we don't have a review.
Mm-hmm. But so we all have great David Bowie impressions.
Yeah. Please go read them. So here's the Bowie impression you could have had, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We are reviewing something else.
Okay. What are we reviewing?
To stay positive and give the people what they want, which is more David Bowie impressions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, I had some mint tea.
Okay.
Second half. Did I? Yes, peppermint tea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's my review of the peppermint tea I drank in the second half of the recording.
I love it.
As David Bowie singing his song on the spot. He just found out he has to sing about this tea.
Like Jim Henson was like, oh, this is the scene where you sing about tea, yeah. David.
Do I like the tea?
Yeah.
Peppermint tea, boiling water in my cup, isn't it? So mint is cool, yeah. My fiery stomach. I'm David Bowie, look at me.
You sound way more like Paul McCartney right now.
What?
Well.
Or like Tom Waits and Paul McCartney had a child who then grew up. Changed
to
their name.
David Bowie.
Changed their name to something else other than McCartney or Bowie because that's hard.
Ooh, yeah, that'd rough. Be tough yeah. if you were the child of Tom Waits and Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
Wow.
So if you'd like your own words.
Yeah.
Done in the impression of character. Please go to iTunes and leave a review or somewhere else. But
lemon
tell us.
Zinger tea. Hot lemon and something red. I don't understand why my tea was red.
I have that same feeling about lemon zinger. I don't know why it's red. Yeah, leave us a review. Do it. Hey, if you already... Here's the Totes Challenge for people who have already left a review. If you're
ooh.
Sitting there and you're like, they ain't talking to me. I already wrote a review. Log onto your friend's phone, leave a review with their account, or
yep.
peer pressure your friend to leave a review.
Oh.
Yeah. Invite your friends to a magic dance where all of the guests are people in skeleton pirate costumes.
Yeah.
And just like creep around until they finally leave a review for us.
Yep.
Yep.
That's Third Toad's Challenge.
Can you imagine being an extra in that scene?
Oh.
Just wear a mask and dance around?
Like, just be like a skeleton pirate, but also like if you run into Jennifer Connelly, have a real big reaction.
Yeah.
Doesn't Sometimes matter what it is.
David Bowie's standing right behind you staring. Yeah. So, Dan, you gave it four. Excuse me. You gave it four. You watched it, Eliza Kidd liked it.
Yeah.
You're hoping it was as good as you remembered as a child.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I still think the aesthetic was super cool, which I think is what I was into as a kid, because, like, you're a kid. You don't give a shit what's actually happening, right?
Yeah.
So I still thought it was cool. I did appreciate Anus Swamp, because I didn't really appreciate that for what it truly was as a kid. Like, obviously, I was like, it stinks. That's funny. But also, like, I don't know. The pacing's kind of weird, and, like, it doesn't actually tell us much of a story at all. Three. What was it? Confrontation.
Oh, it's a Bowie confrontation vest.
Oh, yeah.
Because we imagined she would put on the vest and go get him.
But instead, she has had it all the time because she knows never
always be prepared.
Yeah. Always
She's
be vested.
Boy Scout.
Yeah. Three, I guess. I don't know. Cowardly, Ambrosius. I'm locking myself in a goblin house.
Yep.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Beth, you gave it 3 question mark.
Yeah.
Because you saw it recently but didn't remember it, so it couldn't have been that good or bad.
Yeah. I didn't like it. I didn't hate it, but I didn't like it. So, I just thought it was really slow and kind of mostly boring. Mm. And I wasn't really attached to any of the characters, and I didn't really want her. Like, I didn't see any growth from her, really.
Mm. I mean, she put some stuff in a drawer at the end.
Yeah.
And, like, the music was terrible. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, everyone.
Yeah.
To be a downer.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm going to give it 2 Bowie confrontation vests.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Great. I gave it a 4, thinking I would love it, but then David Bowie's creepiness would knock it down to a 4.
To a 3.
To a 4.
You were going to start with a 5.
I see. You were saying
Bold.
5, then pushed down to
the
4.
Yeah.
What?
That was your reaction. I got it.
He was less of a creep than I thought he would be, but more of a creep than I remembered he was. But I also kind of, I don't know, I thought I would like this more. But it looked cool, and that was about it for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 3. It's fine.
Sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're joining me in the locked goblin house with the dog.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Molly, you gave it a 2, worried about creepiness and animal harm.
Yeah.
No animal harm. Maybe a chicken gets kicked, but maybe it was a goblin.
Yeah, we're not.
Oh, yeah, we weren't clear on that. That's right.
There was a lot of chaos in that scene.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was mostly not that into this movie. There were some moments of real delight that I really appreciated. But on the whole, like, I feel like I'll go my whole life never watching this again and feeling pretty okay with it. I didn't have any sentimental value at all on which to draw, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes you need that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm afraid this has landed for me in 2.5 cat. Wow. Like, it's pretty much like cool dog.
What?
What?
I thought the dog was cool.
Oh. I thought you meant that was like a saying, like, you know, cool dog.
Cool dog is like 2.5 out
of 5. Yeah, 2.5 out of 5 is definitely cool dog. It's a real cool dog in a movie.
I mean, it's not like, wow.
What?
So the ratings are cool dog or bow wow wow.
Yeah, oh, 5 is bow wow wow.
Yeah. 5 is bow wow wow.
The last wow was like, wow.
2.5.
Right? Bow wow. Wow.
Cool dog.
2.5 is cool dog. And
what
then
is
three?
What is like a
3 is in the house with the dog, right?
What's 0 like? No dog?
I guess
no dog,
or like
no dog in
danger. Dog in danger?
Oh, yeah. That's not even on the chart.
0 is like if David Bowie just like grabbed the dog and like sucked its blood like a vampire or something.
That would, I mean,
it certainly would have changed
it
the movie.
Memorable.
Yeah.
It would have been.
I wouldn't have forgotten that scene.
No.
All right.
Well, drink the cool blood dog. Of a hound.
This dog's blood will give me powers. Isn't it? It Look at me, I'm David Bowie, the dog eater.
Oh, that was one of his less popular stage personas back in the 80s. The dog eater. After Ziggy Stardust, he tried the dog eater for a while. It just didn't latch on as well.
Totes Recall is hosted by Molly Chase, Beth Gibbs, Dan DeQuette, and Dan Linden. Produced by Beth Gibbs. New episodes of Totes Recall drop on the 15th of every month. For more information and bonus content, visit us at totesrecall.com. Thank you so much for listening.